Blog Talk Radio.
Cleveland, America, the entire United States, Pakistan and India, you know what time it is. It's time for my main man, the captain of the ship, Ken Kennedy, along with his lovely companion, Denise Kennedy, of Kudra, right here on KAZ Radio, drag racing, the ultimate sport.
Get it.
How you guys doing?
Great spirits.
Yeah.
Did you see those
cans
last night?
Can you do me a favor? Take that blue mic. Use that blue mic and swing that other one out of the way.
Okay.
Pick it up and swing it out of the way.
There you go.
And take that blue one. That one is made especially for you.
All right,
then.
Why is it not pink?
There we go.
She got our pink shirt on. Okay, now stop moving it around.
And my question again, did you see the cast last night?
Oh, man, wasn't that awesome?
Well, you know what it was? Rotation. They got a chance to rest. They got a chance, and honestly, you know, they said Tyronn Lue had a talk with Caleb. I think his father had a talk with him, because his father is his inspiration, and he came out, he was ready to go.
Well, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
Right.
I think the NBA says something to them along the lines of, look, you guys are sweeping all these games. We want to get our money's worth, because every time y'all play, we get paid, and you get paid.
Right.
So let's not play so hard, please, guys. Let them win in their home, and then you can come back to Cleveland. And you saw how they murderized them. Right. So you know they can whoop that team anytime they want to.
Well, not to mention, let's just talk about the 14-hour delay in Toronto.
Right.
And is Tristan not a native of Canada? So why would you be holding him in his own home?
Exactly. I mean, what are they smuggling in? Basketballs?
No.
I mean, come on, give me a break.
Let's just talk deflation. No.
Oh, deflategate. Uh-oh, that's a whole nother animal, sister.
What I like about watching the Cavaliers is the teamwork.
Yeah.
And I tell people that's trying to do stuff with churches and family and anything that got to do where, you know, you're dealing with people that's not living under the same roof. That's a team.
Right.
And you got to be able to get together and talk about what y'all need to do and how we're going to execute.
Right.
And I think that the Cavs has got it all down to where I think it's a strong chance they might come out of this a winner at the end of the season. You know?
And you know what? Kyrie talked about that.
Right.
He said, you know what? We were working as individuals.
Right.
He said that himself. He said, we were working as individuals. He said, now we're working as a group.
Right.
You know, because everybody wants to be. Remember, he was talking
everybody
about
individuals.
Yeah,
had
different goals. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, that's fine. But as a team, you got to strive for the same goal.
Right.
And he made a good point. Young man is growing up.
Right.
He's growing up. We watched LeBron.
Well, you know, talk about teamwork and different goals. I mean, I'm sure there's some guys that race with us, that join us, and some of them is kind of hesitating to join. They got different goals. But you know what? We're the head of the team, and we got responsibility of having our first kickoff. So, with that being said,
that's not our responsibility. That's Mother Nature's responsibility.
No.
I wish that one would get off. You
no,
know,
no,
really, because
no, it's our responsibility. We haven't had a kickoff yet. We had a couple attempts to race, but we haven't lined up for elimination
yet. Who messed it up?
Yeah, Mother Nature.
Mother Nature, because Father Time wasn't putting her head somewhere.
As the leader of the team, as captain of the team, we got to line up and we got to do it again.
And yes, we are.
Right.
Yes, we are.
Right.
But we still got to say, as I said, we have to depend on Mother Nature. I don't know what is wrong with the woman.
Well, Mother Nature cannot schedule us another date to make up for two rain days. So,
well,
she
needs to stop raining on us.
After you read the sponsors, we're going to come up with, we're going to tell everybody.
We're going to talk about it out.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You know what everybody's missing before I read these sponsors? And you're going to have to figure out how to do it.
What?
E.T. and Ultimate Warrior. And as I
didn't
say,
remind me before I left home.
I guess we got, y'all got to see E.T. You actually can't see E.T. You can't eat that middle. Okay. As I say each and every week.
E.T. is like, he's so quick.
Yes, he is.
All right.
In and out.
And he used to, you know, we was upstairs.
And there was a window for him to get through.
Right, and he used to come hang out on the window.
You just hang out on that window
there? Little ship there running us island.
Y'all know nothing about that. That's a lot of fun.
Hey, y'all think we smoking stuff, but we not.
No, not yet.
You got to, all the kids love E.T.
I don't know it.
The ultimate.
Where's E.T. at now? Where's E.T.?
We never know where he is.
Has he gone home?
No, he comes back. He visits.
Oh, he does?
He visits, yeah.
Okay.
He tells all the rest of the E.T.
Oh, he travels the universe, believe me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna...
Okay.
We got him going on, don't we?
Yeah.
Gets... All right. You...
Yes, and as I say, each and every week to our sponsors.
Yes, there we go. Thank you. Where's my clap machine?
Yeah. We truly appreciate and thank you to the following sponsors who have been supportive of Kuja and our endeavors to bring the very best in every little thing that we do. With your continued contributions, we will strive to go farther and farther in making this the ultimate organization of drag races, and we got them coming on from everywhere. Kuja is consistently and constantly striving to add new sponsors to our list, so why not your company or your organization be one of them? If you are, Minolta's Trophy is located at 25 Alpha Drive in Suite 40 in Highland Heights, Ohio. Thank you. Holler and Sharp at 19769 Progress Drive in Strongsville. Say hello to all those good people, to all the Randys and the Randy Jr., and to Sue and to Patty and the puppies and all those good people. Tim Lally Chevrolet, no longer on the mile, but at, Richmond and Miles right now. No, you know what, you like this, Zach, you know, because nobody ever rushes to get here, but they always dying to get in to R.A. Prince Funeral Services in Maple Heights. Sounds like cosmetic. We call it Comedic, and they are a division of White Skull Gaskets at 8090 Auburn Road in Concord, Ohio. And to Mr. Mike Hubert, we got to go take a trip over there, too.
Do
yeah,
that.
Because he's got something for it. Yes, he does. M.T., Mickey Thompson, Tires and Wheels in Stowe, Ohio. A legend all by itself. This is the other part of our family called Hutter.
Hutter.
Yeah, at 12550 Gar Highway in Chardon, Ohio. Say hi to Ryan and to Daniel, to Matt and to Trevor. One day I will truly, truly, and really tell you that dog's name, because that dog turns wrenches too, all right? To PMP, Perfection Metal Polish, and Mr. Doug Baumgartner in Willoughby, Ohio. These wonderful, wonderful people, Sue and Burt Brown of VB Transmissions, Burt Brown Transmissions in Ashtabula, Ohio, to Car Parts Warehouse, where we will hold our back-to-school extravaganza, where we're going to give out even more and more great stuff, and you got something special, real special for them this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I got it. Well, we're not going to tell them what we got. We're going to tell you guys after the show.
Right.
To who you see sitting right here on the screen, and who we are bought in part by MPC Muscle Products at 752 Kilgore Road, Jackson Center, PA. They're not even in Ohio. They're in Pennsylvania, and they came out to love us.
Right.
Yep, and we thank them. The other part of our show is sponsored by, if you can imagine it, they can create it. Imagine that.
Right.
Yeah, with two locations, one on Aurora and one in Twinsburg, Ohio. And we're here.
We're here.
We're here. And the reason that we could do so swell and all the things that we do is because we're sitting right downtown, well, not downtown, Cleveland, we're at Berkeley Airport, where we got beautiful scenery and all that wonderful stuff at KAZ
Radio
TV.
Yeah,
right. Wonderful place to be.
All right.
Thank you.
Right here. What are we talking about?
Well, we got rained out the last race. Everybody know that, right?
Nature's fault.
Right. Now we are looking at, we have plans on racing June the 25th, a points race.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying desperately, and I really need to know in advance who can make the trip, you know, because it'll help a lot. We got Cincinnati that's sitting, you know, waiting to give them the nod, and they're gonna so a lot of them is gonna try to come up and join us.
I did send a special shout out to them on Facebook.
That's right. Yep. Drag Race United and Buffalo Soldiers.
Yes.
But now if a lot of our guys it's like live in Pennsylvania too, that's racing, you know, in the Chardon area, Mentor, if they can't make the trip, they got to let me know, you know, please. Only because I need to know. Because, you know, we're gonna meet up with Drag Racers United, and they're gonna want to tie off in a runoff.
You know what I forgot?
Right.
And sitting downstairs in the car is the certificate of challenge.
Right. Okay.
That's our challenge.
Right.
So guys, you know, this time for you to show up and put up.
Right.
And all that good stuff, and get a point while you're at it.
Right.
It's a nice toe. It's a beautiful toe.
It's a beautiful toe. It's an easy toe. It's not bad at all. It's down 71 to 95,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to tell you the rest because I can't remember. But it's not a bad toe at all. It's a nice track.
It is beautiful.
And the people is nice that run it, you know. I talked to Kelly, and I talked to Mark today, Kelly yesterday, and Mark today. Judd talked to him.
Well, you know, you kind of put your stamp on that track years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's the track I was racing with a coat hanger. I had a coat hanger for a gas throttle, and I was using my hand to give me
and a vice grip.
Yeah, vice grips, and I would close my hand. I have full throttle, and I opened it. I let off the throttle.
We were number one qualifiers.
And the guy caught me going up to the staging lane. He said, "Wait a minute, hold it, man. What is that you got set up?" I had broke my throttle cable. When I got down there, my throttle cable, I had, you know, got it at Summit, and
right.
I didn't have a spare one with me, and we towed all that way, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to tow that far and not race.
Exactly.
You know, it broke during my last qualifying pass. So, you know, I ran the first round with it, and he caught me the second round and said, "Hey."
now, here's the bad part. He wouldn't really have noticed had he not used a white hanger. So it was.
I used a white hanger, right?
You know, and it's all wrapped up, and he's pulling,
right.
and he's letting all, and so it kind of showed up,
right.
you know, and so we went back. It was a while before we went back down there, and
right.
he saw him coming. He said, "I know who you are." He said, "I couldn't believe you won a race with it was his hand." It was that coat hanger
right.
and a pair of ice grips. That's what we did.
And wow. we went down there to run Pro Gas 990,
mm-hmm.
and we had a ball. It was.
Yeah,
really,
it was.
And
it was.
That guy remembered me until, you know, the last time we went down there, I didn't think he was going to remember me. I remember you.
He doesn't stand. You know, the only thing I got to tell you is when you come down, the one thing about my beautiful track,
right.
bring your shade.
Right. Yeah.
They don't have trees.
Bring your gazebo.
Bring your gazebo. They right. really don't have trees. I mean,
right.
I think that track is stickier because they got the sun beaming on
right.
it all the time.
Right.
So you got to bring your shade.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a wonderful, it will be our challenge.
Right.
I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
Right.
Guys, you know what? And I'm asking again, step outside the box.
Right.
Okay. Create your own box.
Make your toe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Make your
right.
toe. It's a one-time toe. You get to meet up with another two clubs.
Right.
You know, get to have some fun, some barbecue. So.
Yeah. You know that's one thing. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. My first rodeo, there wasn't any barbecue. And
there you go. She keeps mixing
you know,
it
she,
up.
She keeps saying all this good
race.
Food.
When we give a race. She don't have time.
Oh.
I don't have time.
Oh.
But when we go racing, that's when the cooking goes on.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing, too, is when our daughter goes with us
yeah.
and our son-in-law, which we'll be doing, you know, for that weekend. But if they're there,
right.
the cooking is on.
Because usually, you know, that's why most of the time when we give something, it's hard for me to race because I'm
right,
trying
right,
to take care of the business,
right, right.
getting payroll ready and stuff like that. So that's when the cooking goes on. When we're there for the weekend, usually I'm there on a Friday
because
I cook that night.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she's there or not, I'm cooking because I got sauces, you know, the broccoli and You know,
with
cheese. I
got
my cold
reason,
drink.
The only
you know?
I'm not there now is simply because of Dad. You know, right? So he knows that. Okay. He kind of gets a little antsy. You really could leave that on.
No, but hey, look, I'm producing this show.
Yeah. No, we're the producers.
Okay. No, you know, I have to stand up to you guys because you guys get me doing so much stuff. I'm producing the show. I'm having fun. I want my people to see you, hear you, and I want our callers to call
like,
in.
They
okay?
know what we look like.
I want
they
my callers
too much
to call
of them, you know?
No, but it's you know, Mylan is it's a nice toe.
All right.
It's a beautiful track. No trees. I got you know, gotta you gotta bring stuff. But just about everybody either has a trailer or a camper with the awnings that come out or a gazebo. Like we're down to one. I gotta go get another one because Mother Nature kind of blew one away.
Oh, the one tent you had there.
Yeah.
It blew it away, really.
Right. Yeah. So. We have a spare.
Okay. Well, we got the awning on the camper, so we're going to be taking that down.
Right. So we're good.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be there the night before, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And if the guys from Cincinnati, Kentucky, hope you can make the trip. If you can, let me know. We can get together Friday night. It's Test and Tune Friday there. The gates open at 6 o'clock.
And he is excited.
All right.
About having a family.
Oh, yeah, he's very excited. I don't blame him. We got a good group coming down.
We do.
Right.
We do.
Got a good group coming up and down.
Yeah, well, you know, we're issuing a challenge to the South. And we'll see what they got. They just, you know, they got to handle us up north now.
Hey, you know what? They
I'm
stick
with my guys
they
now.
They're not push over. Our guys is not heat.
No.
Right.
No. So we're going to get the word out. I'm going to try really hard. I probably won't get it done tonight.
All right.
Got to take Dad home and do some work on him a little bit. But we got to do some networking.
All right.
And everybody knows, so we will make a second trip down there. I don't know when. We're going to have to do it before.
Yeah, well, Kenny's supposed to be looking, you know, now trying to squeeze us in somewhere. And then all we got to do is call Mark and, you know, because he said we're welcome any day. Would we feel like we can come down? And let me say this: the first race, okay, I would like to have it indexed. I would like to have it indexed. I would like to go back down there and do an open comp, though. You know, so guys, please, we need your support on this.
Now, if we're gonna do an index race down there for the 25th.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm asking who can go. I mean, if we lacking some of our members, it might be to an advantage, you know.
Because I'm just thinking about DJ. He runs a 480, 450?
He went around 450. He can't run a 450.
Okay,
you know?
So that kind of takes him out of
the index. Well, he can slow down.
Okay.
He ran 490 before.
I know he has.
Right, but, you know, I still would like to have our challenge. Maybe we can get him to let us run off. Friday night, if some of our guys can get there, I know I'm working.
Diligently.
I'm working my diligently
yes.
to take my car down because I like to run off against Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's about to weld his headers up. He's almost finished with him. I think he got the headers done, but he's gonna, you know, square
that
weld
is
on
good. Oh my goodness! See, now I'm all
together.
Excited about June,
right.
And you know, because we really didn't have anything planned in June.
Right.
Now I'm really excited about June because that is gonna be so much fun.
Right.
And I'm telling you, guys, these guys are so much fun to be with. They're competitive.
Right.
They're good people. You know, to be around. You want some good bench talk? They got it.
Hey, let me tell you like this. Rob Baby, too, call me after the show. Let me tell you like this, guys. Once you go down there and meet these guys, you're going to want to do it again. That's just how contagious they are.
They are contagious.
Right,
a good
right.
contagious.
Yeah,
too.
Right.
You know, and then you want to go down there with us in January.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good group of guys.
Absolutely.
And ladies and kids and all that.
Yeah.
Decent family.
Yeah, and you know what? There are a lot of families.
Right.
A lot of families down there.
And I like to match our sponsors, get theirs. You know, we got Hutter Performance up here, going down with the horsepower. They got
Engine
Lab
down
there.
You know, see what he's doing.
Right.
Oh man, could you see him in DJ?
Oh man.
That would be a challenge.
Oh, he'll work DJ out.
Oh well, hey.
Yeah, you know. They would have to really sit for one of his real fast guys.
Okay.
You know, because Matt is, he got about 2,100 horses or something like that, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, he's packing. I think I'm on the short end, you know. Now, DJ's got a good running car, though.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. And and from what I can see on film, I'm just hoping that this is what I can see on film. It ran okay. No, I've seen him run before.
Right.
Yeah, we were at Kilcare, and I watched him run before.
Right.
So he is a good driver.
Oh yeah.
But we need a challenge down there.
Oh yeah, we'd love to have it. You know, we got to set it up for next year. I mean, to get the two engine performance labs together. A Hutter Performance and Ninja Lab down there, and that'd be something to look forward to.
That'd be fun.
Right. We'll check with Matt's schedule. We try to set that up early.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I said, this year, hopefully, I'm going to keep in contact with our track officials, and we're going to try to get our schedule ready as soon as we come out of the first of the year,
exactly.
February,
you know,
and try to get everything scheduled and ready to roll.
We know what happened with Michael Curry.
Right.
Okay. And we're glad that he's doing well.
Nick.
We're talking about Mike.
Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick, over the weekend, Nick Curry, a member of ours, had a bad incident at the Summit Motorsports Park. And something went bad, and I think one of the calipers locked up on the front wheel, sent him into the wall. He kind of hit the front of his ride, messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
But good news, he's all right, and the car's on his way to the shop as we speak to get a new front nose put on it and everything, and it's going to come back. He's going to come back better and stronger, you know?
The quirks of drag racing,
right.
and the right safety gear, you know, the car is hurt,
right?
You know, but he's not.
Right.
He got up he's already asking about the IHRA.
At 42. Right.
He's already asking about that.
I would like for that to happen this year so bad. Ooh, I like that.
You know what? All I can say is this, is that they are working hard.
Right.
They are working hard. I have to give kudos to Kyle.
Right.
And everything, you know, the things that he's posted and whatnot, and the way he's taken over the reins.
Right.
He's done a phenomenal job. I'm sure his dad is really proud of him.
Right.
I would be.
Right.
You know, and he's, and what I like about him is that he's quieted. He's quieted a lot of those, that chatter.
Right.
You know, that chatter out there. You know, what I thought of is that everybody that races builds a car, right? Everybody that races is somehow built a car. You either built an engine, a transmission. You've had to put that car together, and it took you time to do that.
Right.
This man is building a facility.
A facility.
Do you think that's going to happen overnight?
And it's not easy.
Never easy for you to build a car.
No, you're going to have ups and downs and delays and...
And just
surprises,
when, right, and just
you know,
when you think you got it just right,
right.
that little tweak happens,
right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? And you have to go back to the drawing board and get things done.
Right.
So if you know that it takes you that amount of time to build the right vehicle or something that's going to fit your personality, go the miles per hour and the ET that you want,
right.
Imagine what they're doing out there with a facility for you to take that car to.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
That's a whole lot.
Right.
You know, so I'm just really happy with the way that he's handled things.
Right.
You know, we know that we're gonna be talking to him when everything is you know, he knows that I got dibs.
Right. Well, you know what? When they get close to racing,
mm-hmm.
and we get close to going there and racing, it's gonna really be hot. I mean, Ohio's gonna be on fire then, mid Ohio. And
that's the best part about it.
That's the best part about it. You know, if you know where I-71 and 224 is, you're close to driveway 42.
Exactly.
And you got to stop in and take a look at your newest facility in drag racing and come check it out, baby, because we're going to be there throwing down.
Yes.
You better believe that.
Absolutely.
There's going to be some racing going on.
Now, if you have any questions about what we're talking about, because we do want feedback.
Right.
Okay, so the number here is 323.
Aye.
Is it 407?
Oh.
Yeah. 323-870-4016.
I always forget, you know.
That be the number here.
I always forget the first. I got the first three, and it's the middle.
Right.
You know, it's the middle. So, you know, our producer will announce that number again.
There you go. That number is, and I'm going to have my assistant find it on the web here. And
yeah, put that on the rib, and you need to put a little strip up there so we can see,
see
it.
Oh, there you go. You got me buying clock strips.
No.
And
strip,
phone number 323-870-4016.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take your calls right here. Okay,
so if
Radio.
You are listening, you have any questions, feel free.
All right.
Right? Feel free.
No, go ahead.
I'm thinking of what else we got. There was something else you wanted to announce, too, wasn't it?
Was there something else we needed to announce?
I don't know.
I mean, we know we got July. It's just fun that we're filling up the month, sort of, kind of.
Right. Well, we, you know, and August, Lord, August is busy. It's busy. We got one race date, our new race date in August. We didn't have nothing there, but now we got the 13th of August at Thomas. So after the 25th, of June.
We got the 16th of July.
We got the 16th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the special.
Yeah.
The special. That's going on there. We're trying to get that together. That's
right.
Going to be the 12 bikes.
Right.
Plus the index.
Right.
So we got that special going on.
No, the index ain't there. We're doing the index first. So it's going to be open comp.
On the 16th?
On the 16th, yeah.
So it's open comp on the 25th.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's index on the 25th of June.
Right.
We'll switch it over to open comp on July 16th.
Right.
Along with the bike.
Pay $1,000 to win.
For open comp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1,000 to win. $60
yeah.
entry fee. Was it 24-car field?
24-car.
Guarantee you $1,000. Hey, you're not doing nothing on the 16th of July. Come out
and we'll
jam
we,
with
we
it.
Will, yep, we will post that again.
Right.
And then on August 13th.
All right.
Okay. We have our makeup day, makeup race.
Right.
Again. Okay. And then on August 20th, we have our back to school extravaganza.
Right. August 20th.
So
all
yeah.
Right.
So that's going to be.
All
right. Yeah, okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What's the date when y'all going to have the barbecue?
The date.
Give me that date.
The date, okay.
KAZ will be there.
Okay, the date that we will barbecue.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be the SmackDown.
The Shakedown.
The Shakedown.
Oh, SmackDown. She wants to smack him. Right. She wants to shake him. Which one is it?
It's the Shakedown.
Shakedown. We'll be at the track all weekend.
We'll be at
all weekend.
That
means Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or just Saturday?
It'll be at Summit.
I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Wow.
Right, and I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we'll be at Summit Motorsports Park. One of the most fabulous tracks on the planet as well. Beautiful, beautiful place.
And this is just drag racing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That's not a points race.
It's not a points race. That's the race we were talking about where you have all the nationalities.
Okay.
There, like I said, they come from everywhere, from Hawaii, from the Dominican Republic, everywhere.
Wow.
To race that race. And we will set up shop, and the grills will be out.
Okay.
Okay, the grills will absolutely be out then, and just come hang out with us and just hang out with everybody else and just go walk
around. What was the name of the track what was the name of the track I went to?
That was Thompson.
Thompson. Okay.
That was the Ohio Thunder Capital.
Thunder Capital.
Yes.
Okay. Thompson Thunder Capital. Gotcha. So then I look forward to getting back out there with you guys and having some fun. You know?
I think we're going to have a ball.
Oh, yeah.
We have fun. You know, like I said,
and we'd like to have a camera back out there on the 16th of July. We'd like to come in.
Yeah, maybe this time Zach won't break his knee or something.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, see, Zach needs to experience the whole thing.
Oh, yes. This is going to be
because it is
a
sport. It
you
is a sport.
What?
No, I got to sit. If I can freeze, I got to sit like right there in that area there,
mm-hmm.
and I got to smell the fumes and the tires and hear the roaring engines. And I was like, wow, this is nice.
Right.
I mean, this is, I see what you're talking about. It is a sport.
Right.
And then I'm seeing all the young people and the old people and everybody having a good time. You know, it was, I could see it's a family thing. It's a family affair. Your kids were there, your babies were there, any grandbabies were there.
Yes.
The Pops was there.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, okay, this is what they're talking about. So they come out here, and people had trailers, and people had
campers.
Right. And man, Zach, some people had little mopeds to drive around. Right. I'm not going to say who had a little moped driving around the place, you know, but people had little mopeds and motorcycles, and I said, this is fun.
Right.
Well, I got to give me a moped now and take it out there.
We got the golf cart. So we'll have a cart out. We'll have the golf cart out.
Oh, you got a golf cart, too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Oh,
absolutely. And we get
around that place. That's why you see me out there in a little scooter.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Now, when you come out to S&P, which is Summit Motorsports Park, you'll see, I want to say even more, because people bring out RVs. And
I can imagine.
They, you know. And
all you guys out there are pretty much auto buffs. I mean, you guys like cars. You like engines and motors, so you have every conceivable.
Well, see, when you come out, you'll see that they like to be comfortable.
Yeah, I see that.
Very comfortable.
Yes.
So it's gonna be. Now all of a sudden we got a whole lot to do.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the season is starting now.
A lot to do.
And July 16th is 2 days after my birthday.
Right.
Oh, so we're going to be celebrating.
2 days after my birthday, and just so.
Right.
We'll be out there. And right. Then the weekend before that, your daughter and your granddaughter and I are going to see. I don't know if you guys ever watch cable, and they have this show called Bring It. It's the cheerleaders. These kids dance. Something else.
B4L.
We're going to see them live.
Right.
And have a good time with that. So.
Right.
It's busy.
Right. It's busy.
You know what? I want to ask you, and you were talking about doing something else in December, which I'm looking forward to doing. But are we going to try, and I'm just saying, because it's really in close vicinity,
right.
But we kind of missed the SEMA convention
right.
last year?
Well, you know, we set up a trophy ceremony December the 10th.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So, I mean...
That's another thing.
Yeah.
We already have your banquet set up.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For the end of the year. So mark on your calendars, December 10th. Was that the date that we chose?
Right.
December 10th.
December 10th.
Will be your banquet, and we've already got the place picked out. It's a very nice place, and we're going to try and do some real special stuff for you. So that's another thing.
Right.
Yeah, so we already got that set up. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to... It's going to be off the hook, too. It's
yeah.
a very nice facility.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Great parking.
Right.
And a great spot. So
right.
everything's really good. And,
right.
and that's good to go. So that's another thing. And I know Larry and Zach are going to enjoy our banquet.
Right.
Banquet?
Yep.
Yep.
It's in December. We're going to try and make a Christmas tree and a Christmas tree.
Right.
Yep.
All right.
Where are you going to have a banquet at?
I'm not telling. Not just yet.
All right.
Not just yet. We have the spot. It's solid and all that good stuff.
Right.
But not just yet.
Yeah, we got to take care of the catering part.
Okay.
Then we can say what the tickets are.
What everything will be.
Because, I plan on having some sort of banquet here as well.
Yeah, we got to check into that.
To check with you.
Yeah, because you know what? The only thing I'm saying right now is I like that view outside.
Sure, sure.
We are at and I like the view out there. Now, we can have a banquet overlooking that view. That would be awesome.
Wow.
That's the only thing. You know, I see where they do it at.
Right,
but
right.
it don't have that view.
View, right. It's all,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up, right.
I mean, if they had a spot where where they can oversee the airport
right.
and see the lake behind it, and when the sun goes down, they'd be so busy renting it out, it'd be off the hook.
You're right. You're right.
Because Cleveland got it going on by having Lake Erie right there.
Sure.
They're just not taking advantage of it.
Not yet.
They're just now coming around to some of the stuff. When I was little, I was 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
My dad and them down at the lake 72nd and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Used to have parties.
Yeah.
That's right.
They had boat clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we was having a ball.
Yeah. Well, you had a yacht club down there.
Right. The yacht club.
Didn't have nothing to do with it. This
I
wasn't a yacht club. This
yeah.
was a club like Cougar is.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
That people got together
and they
said,
right.
"Let's do this."
Right.
You know, because we're not waiting on Cleveland.
Come on, bro.
Right.
You know, and they've done it.
But you know what? But you got to tell the story. You got to get to the story. They had boat races.
Right.
Now, I would like to do that.
You say had boat races. And let me tell you, his dad, you never met a better person. He was my heart.
Okay.
He was absolutely my heart. This man would give you the shirt off his back.
Wow.
But he liked to fish.
Yeah.
He liked to fish. And Killen had me dad. He said, we be winning. You tell the story. Your father.
My dad be in a race, and then all of a sudden he want to go fishing. He's like, there's a ball on boats over there. I know the white bass got to be right over there. I'm like, Dad, we in the race. We the last boat anyhow, so it don't make no difference.
That's
but
funny.
Everybody, one night, everybody was looking for us because we didn't show
and
up. And we up there fishing. We come back with a cooler full of white bass. Yeah. Or a half a cooler full of perch or something.
Right,
and
right.
You know, hey, man, where was you at?
They brought the food home.
Yeah.
Wow.
They brought the food. I mean, his father could scale and fillet back then.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, and like I told you, a couple of weeks of last week, this man is the only man I know that pulled into a hotel parking lot.
Okay.
And had fish fry.
Wow.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
wow.
He brought out his little portable picnic table and his Coleman, you know, his Coleman stove and had his grease and.
And the security cooking. And the security showed up and got in line.
Yep.
got in line.
Got them a plate.
I know they did.
And it was red. That was there.
You know what? My dad is one of the reasons why, you know, I like racing, drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he never did take racing seriously, you know. But as a toddler, it amazed me. You know, I was 3 years old on the couch watching drag racing on the street, you
but
know.
But he still rode a motorcycle.
Yeah, he rode a motorcycle. Yeah. But let me tell you, drag racing, when he took me to meet Rockin' Charlie,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and after Charlie had the wreck, and then, you know, everybody was explaining, and then I met Chili, and, you know, it's just events of my life, you know, then Ray Colby and Bobby Morgan, Indian, and it was just a bunch of us, you know. Squeaky.
Oh, my.
Best of Bonds and them. I used to watch them. Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy Thompson. Meriwether.
Something else.
And then
Meriwether.
Yeah.
You know, we lost him. And it had nothing to do with racing. We lost him. But what did he have? A 55?
55.
55
This
Chevy.
Guy had a 55
oh,
Chevy.
To die for.
Sedan.
To die for. And
it was beautiful.
And it fishtailed all over the track. And he drove.
No, it didn't fishtail. It was wheel stand.
It did.
Wow.
But it went like this. All that. So yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, that thing was straight up in the air. And Meriwether, he loves small block. Because you know why? He can mash it to the floor and let it rev as high as he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And let go the clutch.
Mm.
And he had the high whine in his baddest 57 in the area.
And
you
I
know?
Almost matched his voice because he had the highest pitch voice.
Yeah, he was a character.
And
was
it was
character.
Natural, but it was so funny, you know, because it's back in the day when CBs were so popular.
Aye.
And he'd come on and everybody would think he was a girl. I'm not a girl!
Yeah.
You know, that was him. Great guy. He was a
You didn't want to line up next to him though during elimination.
No, he didn't.
Because he was a killer.
Mm.
Yeah. He would knock you off.
That car is beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
He drove that car.
Yeah.
He drove that car.
And did he use Muscle Production Corporation's oils and lubricants?
If
no.
he was here with
if
us
he was
today,
here, he would.
He would.
He would.
Now,
and he'd have a T-shirt from Imagine That.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he would. Yes,
that's
he would.
Awesome.
I think he would probably use all of our fonts.
Right.
Right there at one point, because he was just that type of guy. I mean, he was community minded, you know. He
right.
helped out a lot in his community.
Right.
Did a whole lot, and just he was just all around a good person.
Well, you know what? The idea of having a pub drag racing too is to give education to the people that don't know nothing about,
right.
about
exactly.
the sport and don't that know, and especially in our neighborhood. A lot of education needed for the sport and the sport we do as
referees. And
out of
respect.
Right, right,
mm-hmm.
right. Because, you know, the main thing we try to do, we've been fortunate to go out there, spend money and vehicles and see a lot of things and do a lot of things. But we try to give back to our community.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And
it's so important to do that.
Right,
it's so important.
Right.
And the other thing that we try and do is we try and educate, especially because we've got kids that are about to hit the road.
Right.
You need to know what's under your behind.
Right.
You need to know that's the engine up there. That's a machine up there. You got to show some kind of respect for it. You know, I mean, nowadays you see, especially this one club of these dirt bikes or whatever,
right.
they are that purposely do wheel stands. And
yeah.
I don't know if you've seen
yeah,
them.
I've seen them. It's really scary on the
it's
freeway.
It's very scary.
I would hate to have to hit one of them or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. And a lot of them, they don't have headlights. They weave in and out of cars. You know, they're doing, we don't want our kids to do that. You don't need to get caught up. We don't condone street racing. You know, I mean, there's a place for it. There's a place for you to be safe.
Let me tell you something. You get caught out there the wrong way and making the wrong break, and that's the end of your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for example, you could turn your head and turn back and walk into a door. Ouch. That hurts.
Yeah.
So imagine what is going 60, 70 miles an hour
and
running into something.
And
you know?
Sneeze. Just, you know, sneeze. Going that fast and you're not paying attention. You know, things happen all the time. I mean, all the time.
I lost a lot of friends when I was riding motorcycles. I lost a lot of friends. And they was good guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They say, hey, I'm going to the store. I'll be right back. Some of them. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Some of them never came back.
Yeah, but I lost a few friends on motorbikes, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, one day they're here, the next day on a bike, they're gone.
That's true. You know, it's nothing to say anything against riding a bike.
Right.
Because, you know, we rode bikes, but you gotta pay attention.
You gotta respect it.
You have
to
respect
what you're
riding.
And
yeah.
with that being said, July 16th, we are honoring a very prominent family in the bike world, Salisbury family.
Yes.
And Ernie Salisbury and Andre Salisbury and Mary Lou Salisbury, the Salisbury family around Cleveland, they rocked the little world around here.
They
really did. And I used to go to different field meets with Ernie Salisbury before Andre got of age, and used to ride for him, you know. And I didn't know a lot about what I was doing, but he knew a lot about what he was doing.
Right.
And the guy was well known in the city of Cleveland.
Okay.
Well respected. And he had a lot going on here. And wherever he went, he had a lot going on.
Right.
And this is just what I was talking about. This is a man that knew how to handle his machine.
Right.
And he handled it, and he respected that machine, he took care of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it wasn't stuff that he got on to show off on, because it showed itself
all
the time. So that's what we're trying to bring to the table here.
Right.
You know, and we're trying to educate people because, you know, here's the thing. We gave two phenomenal parades,
Right.
And I went. You have to get your license from the Cleveland Police.
Right.
And go down there and you have to tell them what you're doing. And as soon as I said, Coalition of Ultimate Drag Racers. Oh, boy, did the
attitude change.
Oh, you're a drag racer.
Right, drag racer.
Oh, first thing you do, you're in the street, you're doing this and that.
Right.
So I'd explain to them, the parade is in the street.
Right.
You have to come. The media puts you in the street.
Right.
Literally. There's a TV show, you know, that glorifies street racing. And as we try to tell everybody, one, it's contracted. Two, they're not on a street.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. They're not even on a street. They're either at an airport base or someone that's
similar. Well, they got a permit to be where they at.
So if they tear up their vehicles, it is their vehicle.
Right. And they still got a lot of horsepower.
Yeah.
And a dangerous area.
Amazing horsepower.
Right.
Amazing horsepower that you would never put on any normal streets ever.
But see, unlike when I was coming up, we basically using motor, you know. But now they got power additive, which is either turbo, blower. The nitrous is number one on everybody's list, you know. Nitrous car makes a lot of horsepower.
Yeah.
A lot of horsepower. And this is what's displayed, this is what draws people.
Right.
Is the power additive races. You know, people love going to see power additive races because 9 times out of 10, they don't go down the track on all four wheels.
Ever.
Ever.
Never, never, ever.
Believe me.
Never.
You go to where they can get a grip at, they still don't have all four tires on top of the track.
Right?
Yeah.
And you, let me tell you, you see lots of space and air.
Yeah.
You don't need to bend down. You don't. Right. You don't need to bend down to see it. It's there.
Right.
It's there. So you will never, ever, never see them on all four wheels. Maybe when they stop.
Right.
But no.
Right.
No.
And I like to shout out to my main man, Wayne Whitmore Jr.
Oh.
And Mount Pleasant Barbecue, 128th and Kismet right there. Love their food. I love him. He's just like a kid, like my kid brother, you know what I'm saying? We've been around that long, you know.
Well, his family has been around that long.
His
father,
well,
his uncle.
Mother and father, his grandmother, grandfather live right down the street.
That's what I'm saying.
The house you see at the end of our street, our street there is in 146th Street, Barlett and Glendale, they is in right into his grandparents.
I'm on 147 Kingsman.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm right across from Rickoff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
And my grandmother lived there, too.
He went to Rickoff.
Right. My grandmother lived right there for years.
And I'm telling you about Rickoff, because I went to Graceland, okay? That was the first school I ever saw with the gym in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
With it. Yeah.
Right.
I went to Graceland. We had a gym.
Right.
Okay? And so when I went there, because our kids went there.
Right.
Our kids went there, and I'm like, they're playing in the, you know, and he said, it's the gym. And it's different.
Wait, the gym. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me turn my mic up. The gym is in the middle of a hallway.
Right.
Yeah, it's like this big area, and all the classrooms are like around it.
Right.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Really?
And that's the first time I'd ever seen that, because I went to a school that actually had a gym.
Yeah.
So, because Graceland had a gym. Graceland's no longer here. I have no idea why not, but Graceland had a, we went to gym. It had a gym, you know.
Right.
And so that was the first school I saw with the gym, was like you could look out and see everybody playing whatever they were doing out there.
Wow. I got 28 missed calls for some reason.
They're not calling the call-in number.
All right.
Well, you know they're calling you. Let them talk.
I mean, I have a no ringer, no vibrate.
Okay.
I got my phone on the safe.
Right.
I got
but they got to call the number.
Right.
Instead of calling you.
Right.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Racers.
Okay, what? Racers, family, friends.
Right.
Race it.
Right.
The number is 323-407. I'm sorry. 870. 4016.
I don't know. If I was a player of numbers, I'd play that number.
That's the second time I did that.
323-870-4016.
I'm usually good with remembering numbers.
And we got Kyle
is up there.
Yeah, Kyle Phillips video. Right there.
Okay, well, y'all can't stop and look at it. You got to keep talking.
Oh, I'm not stopping looking at it.
But it's
I was ready to
tell
you to turn us down and turn the music up.
I got a caller on the line.
Right.
Let's see if he has any questions.
Okay, who is it, and what do you want?
this caller here, let me turn off my Ray Charles so that we can hear him. Let's see what the caller has to say.
All righty.
Hey there. I'm an anonymous caller.
And my question is,
what type of food will be served at the SummerSlam Shakedown event?
That's still anonymous.
Very anonymous.
I don't usually mispronounce my words. That's really anonymous. So the food, no.
I mean, us rookies in this thing.
Right.
I mean, I love the drag racing.
Right.
I went out there, and I got to tell you, you got to have money to buy the food at the concession stand.
Right. And that's why we cook.
And it's overpriced.
Right.
Overpriced.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't all that great.
Well, that's the same. Anything you go to, the food is up there.
Yes,
right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
But when we out there racing, we cook for the evening, because summertime you don't last all night and race all night. Sometimes your evening be done. Now, at the Shakedown, we get 2 time trials a day, and we go at Elimination Sunday to race the class I race in, which is the open comp.
And so to start you off with your appetizers, so that you know, we throw little stuff on the grill, like brats, hot dogs, hamburgers,
right.
That's the little stuff.
That's the appetizer.
That's the appetizer.
I love brats.
That's
the appetizer.
So the meal is the
ribs. So for the barbecue chicken, the ribs,
potato salad,
the potato salad, macaroni,
macaroni cheese,
baked beans,
green beans.
Right.
Yeah.
That,
so that is they awake during these events? Or
yes, you're wide awake.
All right.
I guess with all those engines roaring, it's kind of hard to fall asleep.
No, I've got, believe me, I have gone up in the stand, relaxed, and fallen asleep with all that racing going on. I was very comfortable. The breeze was nice. The racing was going on.
Well, you said that's a grandbaby test, right? They got to fall asleep to
exactly,
a revving engine.
That is a grandbaby test. You have 3 months old. They got to hear the engine.
There will be a cash reward for the Cougar member that comes with us to the shakedown to go to Fuller's.
Okay.
I'm coming. No, okay.
We'll go to Fuller's elimination.
All right.
And it'll be a cash reward.
You're not going to say what, but there will, it'll be there.
It'll be a cash
it'll
reward.
It'll be a pot.
The Cougar member that comes in the shakedown, race the shakedown, go to Fuller's.
That's going to be fun.
Right.
It's just fun anyway.
Right.
Please. And we're going to have a rib and baked beans contest.
Okay, now.
Who brings the best ribs and the baked
beans? Hey, that'll work.
Me and Zach could be the testers.
All right.
The judges. So everyone listening, bring your baked beans and your barbecue.
You know what? I'm surprised judges didn't show up. This man, to me, it was so normal. Okay, you know, he brought these ribs. I cooked them. It was nothing, no big deal.
Right.
He took a plate up to the starting line. He took the whole thing.
In his car.
No, he walked up there.
Yeah. Oh, hey, when we finish racing, it's time to go up there and watch the entertainment.
He went up there and watched the entertainment with all those bones and just went up there and
this is a very entertaining race.
You're talking about
it is true.
Right, it's not a boring thing at all. It's not boring at all. All
right.
You know?
So, I mean, like right now, I mean, there's nothing boring about what was about to happen right here. I mean, but you mean it's more than this kind of stuff?
It's more than this because you have so many different personalities.
Well, I got to say this.
Okay.
There's nothing better than an Ultimate Warrior.
Well, true that. Got to give you a half out on that.
Point blank.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Okay, now what's the Ultimate Warriors? What's the Ultimate Warriors?
The Ultimate Warriors is us.
Right.
The ultimate
guys that you see line up at the starting line.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
Okay.
You know they put on one spectacular show. I mean I honestly, you know, I gotta go back to the J&J show though.
Right.
Because there was a staging war.
Right.
Oh my goodness. And the staging, Larry, is when you saw them pull up to the light.
Right.
Okay, that's the staging. You have a certain amount of time to stage to put your car in the beam. And these two were going at it. It was Jerry and Judd.
Right.
And they were going at it, and they were not moving. It was a will. It was a will of perseverance. I'm not moving this car. And the staging wars, they're just, it's so much fun to watch. One's got to move eventually, or nobody's
Well, I mean, but when the Christmas tree goes off, don't you got to move anyway? What do you mean they don't?
No, they had to stay. You know, you have to put your car in the beams first to turn on those first two lights, right?
Right, I saw
and
that.
And they were not moving. They were off the converters. They were sitting there, and they were having
the pre-stage and your stage.
Right, and
okay,
they were having a stare down, like
right.
You know, move before me. Come on, let's go.
Right,
it was like a showdown. Yeah, at the
right.
OK Corral. You know, let's do this. So
right, right.
You know, and we're trying to get our battle of the wagons going.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Freddie got to step up.
Right.
You know, Freddie has got to step up. Now, he has the trophy. He's had it for some time. You cannot not race and keep that trophy.
Right.
So if you're
right.
not going to race, you got to give it. You got to
right.
forfeit.
Right.
And that's only fair.
Right.
You got to forfeit. Because
well, Pete won't be there the 16th to get it.
Well, here's the thing. Then the trophy comes back to us.
Right.
And when there is a race, that trophy, okay, but you can't
right.
just hold on. That's
right.
not fair.
Right.
Okay. Got to give it up. Got to forfeit.
You know, somebody else bought a wagon. That's supposed to race it.
Really? We got another wagon out there?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the one guy I was talking to who has the one wagon said he's going to convert his wife's wagon
into a wagon.
That's
Steve. So he's part of...
You know, Steve Bell bought a wagon, 55.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's going to finish it or not. You know, get it finished, mm-hmm. you know, but... he can very well get in that battle too.
Well, hey, but I'm telling you, the trophy's got to be forfeited because you just can't hang on and not do anything. Either show up or shut up.
Show up or shut up.
That's it.
We're supposed to pass that trophy around every year.
Right.
The trophy's
so now you've
supposed
had
to be
it.
Good for 1 year.
Exactly. You've had it. You've not competed.
Right. Let's see, Pete got so many fans. The weekend of July 4th weekend, they're going camping. And I think the 16th, he's going to a
family reunion.
And
he's the oldest.
Right? So I'm saying.
So until there's a competition, trophy comes home.
Right.
Trophy comes home, and we'll clean it up and keep it polished for the night. But you just can't have.
Now, what trophies are these? What trophies are these?
Though that is the Piston Power Autorama.
Right.
And I look bad because I took a horrible spin.
I can see it.
I'm looking at them. You micro looking.
It's terrible.
But anyway, the color is great in there. Those are our champions. We were down at the IX Center, which we told you guys about.
I didn't like that hairdo she had. That's the only thing I didn't like about
it. No,
you didn't like the hairdo.
No, what? It was cute until you got out of the car and the wind went. You know, and then you came in there and you couldn't see it anymore. So,
Man, Tony right there.
Oh, yeah, Tony Karuba?
Yeah.
Tony, oh, man.
Hey, you talk about a good guy.
That little guy, you know what? Let's just put it to you this way. Every person in that picture is fabulous.
Right.
I mean, really. There's Jessica, there's Tony, there's
Nick, Carlos.
Yeah, and you know, everybody in that
picture. And our son right there next to you.
With that. And that's a Cougar shirt he's got. That's a Cougar jacket he's wearing
right
here.
A Cougar hoodie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Cougar hoodie, yeah.
Right.
And, yeah, that's our son. But that group of guys right there came down. The only person missing is Eric Brooks.
Right.
I don't know where he ran off to. He had the wheel standing golf cart down there with us. But they came down, and we had 10 cars. 10 cars in the golf cart, walked away with 13 trophies again.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun. And you just have people stopping by. We broadcast it from down there, which I'm sure that we'll do again. Are you serious with that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You talk a lot.
I'm trying to. You're about to take the whole show.
No, I was not taking the whole show. I'm just talking about how fabulous they look.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
All right. So, here we go.
Yep.
All right. First of all.
Yep.
All right.
How's that? No. Anyway.
Okay. When you see this, you know you're off the air. Go ahead.
No, all right. Okay. You know what? First of all, fabulous show. Always fun working with you.
Yeah, it was fun. Always fun working with you.
You know, we've known each other since we were teenagers. So.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's very cool.
She's the boss.
Of course.
Added up to it, man.
You didn't have to say that, man. You didn't have to say it. We know.
Whatever. We do everything we do together.
Right.
Okay. Memorial Day is coming up.
Right.
All right? You know, I know it's a day to remember our honored vet. But it's a day to remember our loved ones.
Right.
Don't forget the loved ones that are here.
Right.
You know what? Because time is too short. And tell them you love them now.
Right.
You know, don't wait till then we got to put flowers on a grave.
Right.
You know, I really want to tell you how much you meant to me. Be safe.
Right.
You know, be productive.
Right.
Put God first. Everything else that follows falls right in line.
Right.
And the president says.
Hey, kudos to the Simmons family. They had some real strong feelings about Drake. You know, we lost him 4 years ago.
That's
4 years ago, we lost Drake, you know. And kudos to everybody's family. We lost Dave Ferrati. We lost Chili. Yeah.
We didn't lose Chili. Chili's still here.
Yeah. No, Chili. Dennis Chili's son.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We lost him. We lost a lot of good people. And, you know, once you leave here, you come. So you're right. You know, you need to tell people, hey, I love you. I